Today's weather? Sunny with a 100% chance of government overreach. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And cancers at an age that they shouldn't be getting. So, for example, there was a doctor who developed gastric cancer in his 30s. Presented at stage 4, he was dead in less than a year. Very rare brain cancers in young individuals in their 20s and 30s, medical students, medical residents. And these cancers would always present at stage 4, and they would always kill them in a matter of a few months, and it was always less than a year. You know, realize that this is being called turbo cancer.
Authority and power will shift away from humans to computers, and most humans will become economically useless and politically powerless. Already today, we are beginning to see the creation of a new class of humans, the useless class. So now the artificial intelligence revolution is beginning to create the useless class.
I can't tell if he's for or against the useless class.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show at your service today. I've got two wonderful women joining me, Susan and Melissa, and of course, we have a lot to talk about, so we'll get there. And such is so much, and the week is filling up for sure with all kinds of hot topics that we have to get to. But I did want to mention, just on the heels of that, before Susan comes on, is the fact that this Japanese study came out, and they talked about the fact that it was the third shot from their research, found that although there were, they didn't see a whole lot of turbo cancer in the first year when people were getting the first shot, they saw an increase in cancer mortality during the period of mass vaccination. Remember how we always said the boosters were going to be the issue because they were really pressing the boosters and they were making up variants, and they made up a new variant every month with the same symptoms and then tried to con everybody into taking these shots. The variants were hysterical because people actually believed that they were whatever variant of the month it was, which surprises me because I know people are smarter than that, but it was this variant rushed through the world and now everyone has it. Oops, now we're 4 weeks out. So now the new variant's coming. I mean, it was all the same symptoms. So totally asinine, but they did. When, where did they go? The variants. Nobody knows. Anyway, we're in an election year. So the excess cancer mortality rates, they're saying leukemia, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer, lip oral cancer, pancreatic breast cancer are coming after this mass vaccination in the most case. Not always, but for the most case. And you can find that Japanese study online that they just came out with. Susan Reeve, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great today.
Excellent. There's a lot of news about Idaho's abortion ban. All they said was, if it's not for the life of the mother, then you can't do it. And the surgeon will then, the doctor will then risk 5 years in prison if he goes ahead and aborts at will because people just want an abortion. And I totally agree with Idaho. I totally agree with what they're doing. But there's a whole lot of talk about motherhood and and even Amy Coney Barrett's being kind of strange too about the whole thing. So they're saying that they're getting pushback from the women. Isn't it amazing that women want to push to kill a baby more so than anybody? I just find that astounding.
Oh, it's, you know, they're babies that haven't even been conceived yet. They're so yeah. motivated to
right.
make sure they have the right to get rid of them, right?
Right. You're so right. Ugh. Anyway.
It's very interesting because Kimberly Ells, who I believe you've had on the show,
yes.
just got back from the Commission on the Status of Women at the United Nations. And the theme for the commission this year was ending poverty. Awesome. And she said, but she spent a week listening to an endless parade of events focused almost entirely on ending poverty by eliminating, quote, unpaid care work, So that is, you know,
odd.
A woke ease
yes.
for motherhood and taking care of grandma and grandpa, right? And it's, they call it unpaid care work, work done in the home without specific monetary payments. And I like what she writes. She says, most people would call that work simply being alive. It could also be called running your own castle, like being in charge
motherhood.
Of your own home, right?
Motherhood. Jeez.
Yes, yes. And she said, this is all because the average women worldwide do more labor in the home than men. And the UN, they call this gender inequality, gender injustice, and also gender-based violence.
What?
If you're mopping a floor, that is gender-based violence.
Oh, my gosh. These people are deranged. Seriously, there's something delusionally wrong about these people. Because the guy works outside the home. If the wife works inside the home, now we have abuse. Now we have slavery.
Now this is the case. And she said they have only one solution that they repeated over and over and over. And that is provide state-funded universal daycare for all families. The only solution. And this way, they say, the world can unite behind women and propel them out of the home and into the workforce where they can enjoy true freedom and engage in, quote, socially productive work. So you just played that intro about the useless people, right?
Yep.
And so they essentially see this as essentially useless. But you know who else wanted to do this was Karl Marx, the fathers of modern socialism. They said in a socialist society, the care and education of the children becomes a public affair, and that, quote, society looks after all children alike, and that the first condition of the liberation of the wife is to bring the whole female sex back into, quote, public industry.
Wow.
Like, we want you to be a work slave, not slave in your home. Come be a slave for us.
Yeah.
Working, right?
We want the taxes. And they want the taxes of a dual income family.
They want, yes. It all comes down to the money. And if anybody ever thought it was different than that, it's not. But they say, here's what's funny, and this has always confounded me. If you are, and she put this in her article, she said they call this creating jobs. If you take women out of the homes and put them in the workforce, now you have created jobs. But jobs would be created because mothers would pay someone else to take care of their own children while they get paid to take care of someone else's children or do some other kind of paid labor.
That's amazing. I can't believe people think like this. I mean, they have to erase motherhood, the holy grail of motherhood, in order to push all these asinine, insane ideas. It's amazing.
I mean, yeah, if people are watching your kids in daycare, who's watching their kids in daycare? I mean,
so
it
true.
Really
You're
does
right.
not, it makes no sense. It's like worm, that snake eating its own tail, right? But here's where it comes down to, she asks this question, does it matter who feeds, clothes, reads to, and takes care of young, developing humans? Let me just say this. I took a day off of my substitute teaching work to babysit my granddaughter, who's almost two. I read to her like five books. I followed her around. I made her a sandwich. We went and played in the blossoms that have fallen off the trees. It was all unpaid work.
Right.
But oh my gosh.
Fulfilling.
I would have paid money to do that.
Joy.
Because it was so, yes.
Yeah.
Love. Joy.
What else matters? Does anyone going to matter who fills the seat in your career when you're gone? No one. No one will care 2 seconds about it. A month after you pass away, everyone will be filling that seat. But you can't. The loss is great when it comes to motherhood and fatherhood, right? You can't erase that role. So there's only so many things that outlive.
It.
Yeah.
Right. And the daycare provider is not going to be doing this. And they go, oh, some do. Okay, that's the exception. But they said it's also through daily caring and interacting that core values, beliefs are transmitted and taught. Yes, we do this. Oh, let's clean this up. Oh, be very careful. Yes, you're constantly teaching your values. I had another experience with an older granddaughter who she had a poster of an animal project to do. So we sat down together. We were doing it together. She was asking me questions. I was asking her questions. And nothing can replace that in time. That is now a treasured memory, right?
You're right.
So what is it that they want people to focus on? And it is work. It is work. Yeah. And the UN says they revealed who they want to replace mothers. It's the state. Yeah. We've done it in education, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the state wants to be able to mandate what children are taught and understand about their relationship to each other and to the state. But who is supposed to then be taking care of elderly? For centuries, millennia, people have cared for their own elderly. Now we put them in care homes, which for some people, I guess that is the best because people are working, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the grandma and grandpa have to go into care home. But what do you miss in that when you don't have grandma and grandpa with you? What do the kids miss
Everything.
Out on? This whole dynamic of love, because love grows, right?
Yes.
So it is, the UN completely on the wrong track, trying to change
Always.
Women's lives by enslaving them.
Always. They were never meant to be a peacekeeping anything back in the 1940s. It was always meant to throw major destruction at us, a population, to depopulate, to control as a world government, and to erase families. And that's what you're talking about. You're talking about erasing the family. And this is why they're pushing in every state the preschool, state government preschool, getting your kids at 3 years old to indoctrinate them. I just hope parents are waking up to this. I really do. It's sick. It's evil.
Well, and, you know, to watch things happen at family gatherings, a 90-year-old who is now watching the 2-year-old running around and playing in the yard. And I watch the 90-year-old just laughing and laughing. And,
yep.
we have progressives who say you don't need to live beyond age 75. You don't have quality of life. They are not the experts on love and happiness. We are.
Yep. And did you see that report that came out that said now old age is considered 75 and older? Not 60 and older, 75 and older now. Be right back. More with Susan Reed when we come back. Kate Daly Show at your service. Hey, everybody. Elections in Taiwan, North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. In the news today, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves are sort of plunging into this election season. And have you sheltered your savings, investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? It's not too late to diversify into an IRA or 401k into gold. So get that backed up into gold, with Birch Gold Group. They are incredible at what they do. I really love these guys. I love the information. All you have to do is text 989898 and text my name, Kate. How easy is that? And they'll give you some free information and then you can pursue that and do it at no cost. I don't know of anything better. So please, if you're worried about the financial instability coming, you probably should be a little worried about it. It is on the heels of it being implemented right now. Please go and do this. Text 989898, claim your free info kit and protect your savings with gold right now. Thanks, you guys. Put in the code Kate. Put in my name, Kate, when you text 989898. Thanks.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Boogie all night, boogie sweet child, your head's in the sky, your feet on the ground.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening in. I've got Susan Reeve in this hour every Wednesday. She comes to the show. If you're new to the show, katedallyradio.com for all the podcasts of this live show that you're listening to right now. It's cut up into first hour and second hour. And then, of course, little shorts are topic driven. So you can find a little short and it'll say how many minutes it is and you can listen to just that. And these are great for driving, too. We still have the ability to drive in this nation. So take advantage of that. Listen to the katedallyradio.com podcast, and they're located on the bottom of the page, the homepage, right by the oh my gosh, the sponsors, our great sponsors of the show, who I love. Susan Reeve is back with me. So this UN conference, we have a couple other topics too, but this UN conference is really important because it was the Commission on the State of Women at the United Nations. And this is, they were completely in a very evil, out there way, trashing womanhood to its core, right?
Right. They were saying women need to be in the paid workforce, even if that means that you are being paid to take care of someone else's kids while they're being paid to take care of yours. That's essentially what they're saying. And that's where your taxes come from. So that is a vision that the UN has for women all over the world. And we know, actually, China has many women in the workforce, and a lot of those kids, especially in rural counties, get left home alone because there's nobody to watch them. And so if you want to see how it really turns out, you can look at that nightmare. But while that is going on, there is a new book out called Hannah's Children, and the subtitle is Meet the Women Quietly Defying the Birth Dearth. And basically, the death rate of fertility is essentially what it is, because populations around the globe and total fertility is collapsing. Isn't that good for our world and communities? Mm-hmm. Actually not. It creates huge financial problems. So this woman, who's a PhD, Catherine Pakaluk, at the Catholic University of America, interviewed 55 women who are PhDs, affluent, who had more than five children, and asked them, why did you have so many children? And they gave all these different answers, because they are largely looked down upon right. by the progressives, aren't they, if you have a whole bunch of kids. I myself had seven children, so that was a family of nine.
I love it.
And I even had somebody ask me, why would you have so many children?
Like, why would you not have so many kids? What else are we here for besides our families? Oh my gosh, go ahead, sorry. It's just amazing.
No. And so I did some part-time work. I did get a master's degree, but I realized that staying home with my children, I was giving my best energy to my highest priority. And that anytime I tried to work full time, my best energy went to my job. And they got the leftovers at home.
You're right.
And so that realization of what kids were actually benefiting from had a huge impact on me. But I like what one of these women said. She said, the truth is, I didn't know how it was going to be, but every year got easier. I really trusted God. He wouldn't put me in this position without providing what I needed. And people hearing that who are not people of faith can mm-hmm. say, oh, well, then why aren't large families? Why don't the kids all turn out? Well, people of faith live different lifestyles, actually. Mm-hmm. And not all our kids turn out the way we want. That is true. But I love what she said about the more I had, the easier it got. Because, yes, the older children benefit from having more responsibility in the home. Yeah. They aren't overworked by helping to care for some of the younger kids. In fact, they really find it to be a joy. I know that's happening in my family right now, where we have a 14-year-old and an almost 2-year-old. Mm-hmm. She adores that baby. So right. she's not having to go out and have a baby of her own at 14. She's
right,
actually
which we
enjoying,
yeah.
right?
Right, right. But just being able to care for her, you know, being able to learn how. So.
Well, and it's funny because you will hear girls who come from very dysfunctional, broken homes
mm-hmm.
who
yep.
get pregnant and say, I finally had somebody to
yes.
love me and step
by. Interesting.
Feel
yeah, you don't want that. So I love this. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. More with Susan Reed. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some peace of mind.
This is The Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. There are some mysterious gold buyers out there that are buying up gold, and people don't know who they are. So kind of interesting. New major buyers in the gold market, and it has a lot of analysts very, very puzzled. You can find a piece on this over at birchgold.com talking about this. But I just thought I would let you guys know that there's some interesting things going on with gold right now. And if I were you, I would buy gold and silver. It's only going to go up. And I would also get everything backed by gold. So make sure that you have your IRAs and everything backed by gold and silver. This is the move people are making because they're realizing that as we get thrown into digital currency, it could be a nightmare for us. And as we know, they're capable. Let's look at the Great Depression of wiping everything out from everybody. And now in this day and age of technological advances, they can do so quite easily. Look what they did in India in 2016 in wiping out cash. So we're on that road. Please text Birch Gold 989898 and text my name. That's all you have to do is just text my name. You're going to just get some free information that's vital, very good information that you could probably share with a friend too, or a family member. So make sure and do that. Text 989898. That's the phone number that in your text, okay? And then just text my name as the subject, okay? As the message, K-A-T-E, so simple. Susan, all right, where do we go from here? A little bit more on that, happiness too?
Well, happiness, and it really does tie into another article I read by Ian Leslie, Why Does Being Left-Wing Make You Unhappy? Because the science studies are coming back showing that conservatives tend to be happier than people who claim that all of this wokeness is making them happier when it's not.
So true.
I'm sure people have heard, you know, they're blaming it on phones. Mm-hmm. This is what's causing depression in young adults and teens and millennials. But it also coincides with this whole woke, the Great Awakening, he calls it. But there was a paper at Columbia University, now under siege by the Hamas supporters, The Politics of Depression. And they said one of the biggest reasons that the youth depression is increasing is the increasing exposure to politicized events. They are being bombarded. And that everything in their life becomes political. Their clothing becomes political. Their phones, their homes, the trash they throw away. The left has learned how to politicize everything.
Yeah, you're right. I've never really met a very, very happy liberal woman. I don't know if anyone has. I feel like the spirit is just gone. They're just not. It's very, very difficult to view them as anything but a little bit miserable in what they're doing, because I think they realize, even at the end of their life, so many have come out and said, I'm not happy, and I'm not happy just having this corporate career and no family. And then the other thing is, I wondered about all those little microloans the UN was pushing on women going into business. They would only give loans to women, not men. And I thought, you know, they're very traditional in those parts of the world, and they really wanted to push women out the door in areas in the world too. It's okay to give money to a single mom who needs to work to provide for her kids. But I felt like it was across the board women even pushing them out of the home when they should have given the loans to the men. So the men could go out and work, and the women, you know, if you're going to do a loan and that's paid back, okay, that's fine, but do it to the men, because that way they could go out and be the breadwinner. That's not where the UN's been pushing people.
Yeah, if you're really trying to raise people out of poverty, I guess they decided. I think what's behind that in part is they've decided that if women get money, more of it goes to the kids than if the man gets the money. There's some, you know, science behind that. That's true. But overall, what they've decided, the studies are showing that liberalism is exacerbating depression. It increases anxiety. I mean, there is climate change anxiety. Mm-hmm. That is its own classification now, right? It's gone up for 10 years.
That's invented. They're making it into an anxiety because they've convinced themselves that this is the way it's going to go. It's so amazing. It's so delusional.
Yeah, and they talk about the fact that liberals are not only tend to be more emotionally unstable, they actually value emotionality more than conservatives.
Yeah,
they like to dwell on emotions, talk about emotions, expound on trauma and pain, and then they're more upset than others by public tragedy. So school shootings, they just go, become unglued. Mm-hmm. Catastrophes, well, things like COVID-19, we saw how that was so destabilizing to them. They lost their minds. I liked what somebody said is, no, we are not going to create laws demanded by hypochondriacs. You know, we're not going to become a nation of laws created by hypochondriacs.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? They have focused on the distress, and they have loosened the traditional bonds to families, to church communities, to communities in general. When you see a lot of those protesters on the front lines who are promoting Hamas, a lot of them are young women who are in their prime childbearing years, but they are now focused on politics instead of their own relationships, right?
Right.
Isn't that brilliant of the state to say, you know, focus on us, not on relationships? You
Isn't
know, we
amazing?
Are the higher priority.
It's just so obvious now. Like, it's so obvious. And they come out with this commission at the UN on the state of women, you know, and it's so, they're out there with it. There's no theory. There's no conspiracy. There's a conspiracy, yes, among people to do this, but there's no theory about it. They're out there with pushing these ideas. And then, of course, we get them pushed in all kinds of ways to us in the United States, too, without even the UN, just pushed on us. Like, the only important thing you'll ever do is have a career. It's not true.
It's absolutely not true. And in the meantime, they've politicized everything. Friendship is political. They say science is political. Journalistic objectivity is political, which is why they don't believe in being genuinely objective. They say because it's political, so we have to advocate for the politics.
Amazing.
Fiction, music, food, love. There is not a category that they do not claim is, quote, inherently political. And if you're going to convince yourself and others of that, it is a recipe for misery.
It is. It is. Just go meet a liberal woman. You'll find it. You'll find what it looks like. It's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the word he uses in this. It's bleak. It's a very bleak existence.
Yeah. So true.
You know, and some people have traded that in for a laughing, happy baby. And, you know, to think that that is not a joy in itself. So as conservatives, I think we do focus on what promotes joy, genuine joy. And we know that love and relationships do that. And so, again, bringing up these women from this book, Hannah's Children, that's a new book by a researcher who interviewed 55 women with PhDs who are fluent, had more than five children. You know, one of them said, we had to put parameters on things. We told our kids, you're going to play one sport at a time, and there's never a dull moment at home. There's a lot going on at home, so we're not going to focus everything on all these outside sports. And doesn't it make you wonder if so many parents who are overcommitted to sports, you know, year-round sports, it's because nothing's going on at home.
It reminds me of Dr. Richard Day talking about in 1969 going to that conference and talking about the fact that that sports would overtake everything. Sports, it was going to really erode the family because of its demands and away from family time. But of course, it would become the new hierarchy of entertainment, but everybody would be pushing everybody into sports. So kind of, it's kind of amazing how that's worked out over the years from 1969. We'll be right back. More with Susan Reeve. We've got to talk about the DOJ and also the new airline thing that came out today. You'll be surprised at this. Be right back.
This is the Kate Daly Show. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. Really happy. And happy you're joining us. And also, I just want to say, DoneWithDebt.com, they're doing a tremendous job with you guys. I'm telling you, you'll love them. I'm not going to recommend somebody that's not great at what they do. And there's a lot of companies out there that can help with this, but Done With Debt is really amazing. They're very, very good. They know what they're doing. They're rock solid. And all you have to do is go to DoneWithDebt.com. You just fill out a couple of lines. Tell them I sent you because there's a box for that. And let me just tell you, they're going to help you. And you might even be skeptical that they can actually help reduce your rates or what have you, but I promise you they'll help you, and they'll help you get on top of your credit card debt that you've probably been incurring since all this inflation, which I understand because look at the situation we're in, right? So of course I've got Susan Reeve with me, and welcome back. Airlines. Let's talk about airlines for a moment before we end this hour.
Sure. This is great news, actually. Announced today, there's new rules in place by the federal government. Airlines must issue automatic cash refunds to passengers whose flights have been canceled or significantly delayed. So it's a new rule, and passengers need to get their money back, will get their money back, when an airline owes them without headaches or haggling, allegedly. And it has to be within, I think it was 5 business days, back to the card that you used. Or if you used points, they have up to 20 days to refund you. And you, travelers can be eligible for refunds if any changes to the number of flight connections. So if they say, well, yeah, we'll put you on a new flight, but there's 3 stopovers. No, that's unacceptable. And now they have to refund you, or you're downgrade to a lower class of service. Also, baggage, lost baggage, refunds are mandated if a customer's checked baggage is not delivered within 12 hours of their domestic flight's arrival, or 15 to 30 hours within international. You get a refund, and if you've paid for extra service like Wi-Fi but didn't get it. And the idea is you're not going to have to haggle with individual companies to demand this. Now there is one umbrella rule that they all have to follow. And I guess that is good news for travelers.
It is good news. I think it will end up hurting their bottom line, which is, I think, the end game, like one of the things that they want. But yeah, I mean, it should have been that way all along, right? But this will be kind of interesting. I feel like there's going to be more hits on airlines and more problems with airlines coming up in the next 6 months too.
I think they will have maybe raise their prices to accommodate this because they can't just offer you vouchers anymore.
Yeah.
They have to, you know,
interesting.
The refund is what's required. So you can take a voucher, but anyway, so good news.
Yeah. I mean, unless you're talking end game, which maybe not, but yes, good news in a way. So, okay. DOJ, what's going on with the DOJ?
Okay, yesterday, the Justice Department announced a $138.7 million settlement. And you go, wow, the government is paying out all that money to who? More than 100 people who accused the FBI of grossly mishandling allegations of sexual assaults. This is the Michigan State sexual scandal against the little girl gymnast. So all these college-age gymnasts and others, there were 100 people who were part of this $138 million settlement. It was the team doctor, Larry Nassar, in 2015-2016. Actually, he was employed by Michigan State. And a bunch of people went to the FBI and complained, and they said, or it was the Olympic Committee who went and complained to the FBI. And the FBI took 5 weeks to even interview one girl. And they said, well, we have two more willing to come forward. And they never interviewed them. Then they waited 8 months. The FBI totally dropped the ball. And for a year, local police enforcement had no idea. So here's the total. Michigan State gave $500 million to more than 300 of these women and girls who were assaulted. U.S. Gymnastics and U.S. Olympics Committee settled for $380 million. The fund is almost now more than $1 billion that these girls will get paid because the abuse continued in the time period that the FBI did nothing.
Wow. Interesting stuff. Holy cow.
Turned a blind eye, just like the laptop. Blind eye. We don't see anything. We're not doing our job. But, you know,
Amazing.
Other people they're very interested in. You stand in front of an abortion clinic and protest and pray. Boy, are they interested in you.
So true. Wow. It just goes to show. I mean, it's like drop the ball or intentionally did nothing.
Willful blindness.
Wanting to definitely put it aside. We've seen it. We've seen it with the elite. We've seen it with their picking and choosing. I mean, the FBI at this point is so corrupt that I'm not quite sure if anyone could ever prove the case that they aren't anymore. All I see is a corrupt body and of individuals that actually shouldn't be. Our Constitution never allowed for a federal police force. It was supposed to be done by the states. So it's absolutely ridiculous that we actually have an FBI. Truly, because anything could be handled by state property, by state.
Absolutely. And should they show up on your doorstep, you know to ask for an attorney and call the sheriff.
Yeah, absolutely. And hope you have a good constitutional sheriff that knows their power over the federal police department. That's the hard part is getting those sheriffs. Chris Ann talks to him, on a weekly basis and goes and presents to them to show them what their power is. But, you know, it's really hard to get a constitutional sheriff. It's insane. Here we are. But I also wanted to tell people, too, there was a headline today, Red States Fight Growing Effort to Give Basic Income Cash to Residents. Are they fighting? I just want to ask that question because we don't seem to fight a lot. Now the border wall funds are going to environmental planning and cleanup. Right. It's amazing to me that we don't do much when we have the power in the House like we do right now. But the red states are fighting effort to give basic income cash to residents. Keep that in mind, that they're probably doing a fake fight, because I feel like that's kind of what we're known for now, is this fake fighting. But they definitely, South Dakota is among one of the six states where the GOPs have looked into banning basic income programs. Let's hope all the states follow. Let's hope all the states do it, actually do it. You think they will, Susan?
Well, we have to hold them accountable. And right now, they've requested we call our representatives, send them emails, anything to complain about their lack of oversight on what they're doing to Trump and to just mishandling our government.
Yeah. And I think it's gone from mishandling to intentional now. And I think that we as a people, as a body of people, need to see that and need to wake up to that. I thank you so much, Susan. A great light on the UN Commission of the States of the State of Women at the UN. Wow. They're so evil. Denver ceases to amaze me. Thank you, Susan Reeve. And on with Melissa in the next hour. Be right back. Don't go anywhere. Melissa Reeve coming up next.